This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. One of two men charged with murdering a Columbia Daily Tribune sports editor in 2001 has reversed his original testimony that implicated his high school friend Ryan Ferguson in the murder. Charles Erickson testified Wednesday in the Cole County Circuit Court hearing to determine whether Ryan Ferguson will get a new trial or possibly be set free in the killing of Kent Heitholt. KBIA's Samantha Sunny attended the third day of Ferguson's hearing and has this report.
Charles Erickson testified Wednesday that he has been lying for years about Ryan Ferguson's involvement in a murder. Ferguson is serving a 40-year sentence for the 2001 murder, and Erickson is serving a 25-year sentence. Erickson says he feels the need to tell the truth now.
You know, a lot of people probably think I'm a piece of garbage, and that may be true, but I'm trying to do the right thing now.
Erickson says he thinks the two of them are innocent and says he has no firm memory of what happened that night. He says he originally testified against Ferguson to obtain a plea deal for himself.
I said what I had to say to save my neck. You know, and it wasn't true, and I don't remember any of it, but yeah.
Ferguson periodically nodded or smiled during Erickson's testimony in Jefferson City. His attorney, Kathleen Zellner, says Erickson's recantation is central to her case.
Our client was convicted on his testimony, the truthfulness of his testimony, and it's clear that he's told many stories.
Erickson denied assertions from state attorneys that he was reversing his story in an attempt to protect himself and avoid the snitch label in prison. Ferguson will not testify in the hearing, which is expected to continue through Friday. Samantha Sunny, KBIA News.
The Missouri Department of Transportation wants public input on a $1.3 billion plan for improving and expanding rail service across the state. Marshall Griffin has the details from Jefferson City.
The 20-year plan covers both passenger and freight service. Recommendations include preserving and expanding freight rails, spurs and sidings, and for passenger service, more round trips between St. Louis and Kansas City, and pursuing new passenger routes across Missouri. MoDOT's Christy Jamison admits that finding the necessary funds won't be easy.
There's a long ways to go, and a lot of this, just like on the highway side, it puts a plan out there and it allows us to go for something.
Jamison says they expect most of the money to come from Washington, but that state and local matches and public-private partnerships could also be included. Comments can be emailed to staterailplan@modot.mo.gov. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
And three Columbia schools have reopened after a reported burglary Wednesday in the area caused a lockdown to be enforced. KBIA's Liam Keegan has the details.
A Columbia teenager has been arrested and charged with second-degree burglary in the Blue Ridge area. The second suspect is yet to be found. Columbia Police Officer Stephanie Druin says this was not a serious situation for the schools.
Because there was no direct threat to the school, typically they just lock the exterior doors and don't let anybody in or out, and classes resume as normal.
Public spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says the schools do drills to prepare for these kinds of situations.
It's something that we do, you know, to ensure safety with our students. We want to make sure that our staff and our students within our buildings are safe at all times.
Blue Ridge Elementary, Lang Middle School, and Oakland Junior High were all on lockdown. It lasted about 40 minutes. Liam Keegan, KBIA News.
Mrs. Brenda Umstadt has resigned as circuit clerk of Cole County after a state audit report was released on Wednesday. KBIA's Tatiana Darier has the details.
State Auditor Tom Schweik says the report identified the overall performance of the circuit court was poor. It also found that $14,000 were missing, and Schweik says the money was likely stolen by two court employees. State Courts Administrator Greg Linares says it's very important for taxpayers to know how their money is spent.
These accounting procedures, if they're not properly followed, you're not having a clear accounting of where your money is going, you're not being able to track your funds properly, and thus you're not performing good stewardship of the taxpayers' dollars. That's why it was important that Judge Joyce brought in the auditor to make sure that everything was found, and so that we could, moving forward, do things properly.
Presiding Judge Patricia Joyce will act as the appointing authority for the Circuit Court until Governor Nixon names a successor. Meanwhile, the Office of the State's Court Administration will hold trainings for all the clerks. Tatiana Darie, KBIA News.
Warm temperatures this winter and spring have the Missouri Department of Transportation painting and repairing the roads it was plowing all winter last year. KBIA's Casey Percella explains.
James Williams is the Department of Transportation's maintenance supervisor in Boone County. He says mild weather has let the department get a head start on its spring maintenance work. He says the department has started sealing and patching roads earlier than usual.
We're working on Route 8 down there going into Hartsburg. We're patching on that road now, hoping to get that ready before June comes.
Williams says fewer roads had potholes this winter because the freezing and thawing cycle in mid-Missouri was less extreme this year. He says when potholes did appear, maintenance crews headed out to repair them right away. Williams says the Department of Transportation has had to spend less on road salt this year as well. He says the department is using those savings to patch and seal roads that need repairs. Casey Priscilla, KBIA News.
Hundreds of thousands of low-income Missourians can begin enrolling in new Medicaid insurance plans today, despite a lingering lawsuit seeking to halt the process. In a deposition obtained by the Associated Press, State Medicaid Director Ian McCaslin said it would create a, quote, nuclear scenario for the program if a judge grants an injunction blocking the state from implementing its new Medicaid managed care contracts. The injunction is sought by Molina Healthcare Incorporated. The company covers about 80,000 Medicaid recipients under Missouri's current contract, but lost out when the new contracts were awarded in February. Molina contends the bidding process was wrongly changed in midstream and that Missouri officials should not have limited the program to three insurers. A court hearing is scheduled for April 27th. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.